So as we continue to abide with and experience and explore this return and returning, just some things to offer to support your curiosity, your inquiry, and an invitation to see what you find. What I found myself drawn to was the activity or the action, the motion, the movement of return, or what we call return. Because as Sarah had mentioned, there really isn't a pure return. There's no returning, actually. Things are always moving and going on. So the idea, or returning, is an idea. But there's still a movement to that which we call return, and that's what I'm wanting to share, what I'm seeing with that. And I see it in two different ways. The first is more of a, has a quality of being kind of a straight line, a there and backness to it. Something emerges, goes forth, and then goes back to where it came from. It's like setting out from home each day, and you go about and you do things, and that's certainly not a straight path, but eventually you return home. So you've set out and you come back. The image that comes to mind is of a creature deep in the ocean, one of those that sends out a part of itself that opens up and maybe looks like a flower and extends and invites something, and then something meets it, it closes up and retracts back into itself. Then it comes out again and waits and meets something and retracts. So going and returning. Back to its original place, so to speak. Another image that came to mind was of Guanyin in one of her postures, a common one, where she's sitting in what we call royal ease, knee up, hands on them. But the other side of it that has been brought in before is that this is a place of readiness as well. So kind of resting at ease, grounded, but also ready to move forth and do what's needed. I was thinking of it as royal ease and noble readiness, perhaps. But so there she is in that position. Something arises, she responds, and then she returns and waits for the next thing. And the other activity or motion of return or returning is wave-like. The continuous, not a going out and coming back, but more of the rising and the falling of things. Starting here, rising up, doing what it does, and falling back to where it started, and on like that. So, as opposed to the ocean creature deep below, this is the surface, the waves that rise up. Maybe it's a gentle wave, just rises and gently falls back. Maybe it's one of those bigger ones that gets a little bit of a white cap, eventually dissipates and falls back. Or maybe it's a one that just shoots up and sprays out and then boom, back. But this rising and falling, manifesting as it manifests when it rises, then returning to that surface, that steadiness. So that would be, like I said, heading out from your house, but meeting the day as you meet it. You rise in different ways throughout it, and then fall back into yourself, and then rise in another way and fall back. And really, these two activities and motions are interwoven all the time. So it's never just one. They dance together. And we find it here, in this retreat. And it's really a great opportunity when we're sitting still and silent to notice our comings and goings and our risings and fallings and just pay attention to them and see what it's like to experience them. And there's no particular way to experience them as far as the quality of them. That's what we each get to explore and discover. What's the quality of this particular rising and falling and this particular coming and going? So the bell rings, we rise from our seats and stand. Then have walking meditation and move our way among the building. Footsteps rising and falling, rising and falling. Wandering this way and that. Then we come back to the room. Return to our seats. And then return to the space of meditation. So again and again, opportunities to notice what's the quality of this. Or we set out from this building over to a meal. We rise, open the door, head out to the other building, get to the meal, have a seat. Our hand brings a spoonful of food to our mouth. It rises. It falls back to the table. Picks up a cup, rises to our mouth, and we drink from it. Then it returns, falls back to the table. Then we return to the building, come back, and then return to our room and wait for the bell to ring and call us again to rise and set out. Come to our cushion, return. Over and over, just like that. So while this retreat offers us an opportunity to be curious about that and notice the quality of it, there's something it also offers, which is to get beneath the particulars and touch into that primal activity or emotion, the essential happening of going and returning, rising and falling. For me, that's when we drop away from ourselves and open up to all that is and into the sometimes called emptiness, more often we call it the vastness of being, which is not vacant, not a void, but a vast field of undifferentiated potential, is how I'm calling it these days. Is the possibilities are endless, anything can happen, but nothing's yet differentiated to say this is what's going to happen. But I'm ready. It's ready. There's no I, actually. It is ready for whatever. Then something calls forth, and that undifferentiated potential becomes differentiated. In our case, as a body. Yeah? The full potential remains, but now it's got a particular vehicle, a particular vessel that can now do something. And then that vessel is called forth into a particular offering, a manifestation to address what's needed in this moment. And once that's done and addressed, we can fall all the way back into the vast field again. To me, this is what Hakuin speaks of when he says, the formless form comes into form. It's formless, but there's a potential to become form. It's called into form, and then it has manifestation from being into doing, returning back into being after that. And this too as I said is what the retreat offers us, an opportunity to really experience, to soak in and connect with, be carried by, allowing things to call us forth and meet them as they need to be meted, need to be met, as they want to be met. And just that, just to that degree, and then to fall back and wait for what's coming, what comes to call us next, what comes to meet us next. And again, you can notice it right here. How you're in your meditation, perhaps becoming quite diffuse, and the wind is taking you places, or you're just who knows where. A good place to be. Who knows where. Then the bell rings. Ding, ding. And it calls forth a body. And that's all that's really needed at that moment, is a body. You don't have to be a somebody. You don't have to be anybody in particular. You don't have to be you. You get to be just a body that knows how to walk, with eyes that know how to pay attention and follow, and ears that know how to pay attention and listen, and be guided along. Nobody in particular. And just for the duration of the walking meditation is that particular body of being needed. When it returns and finds its seat, that body can retire, drop away, become diffuse again. Resting in and as that essential being. And that's like those gentle waves of the ocean, rising and falling, spreading out. And as you sit here, being or unbeing, even that can drop away. gently or suddenly. Into that place of vast, undifferentiated potential. Spreading out over the earth, across the sky, beyond the edges, sparkling, dancing, singing. Nothing particular to do, no one particular to be. But ready and able and capable. Attend to all the comings and goings within and without as you walk them and they walk you. Flow with the risings and fallings within and without. Nourishing them, moving them along, leaning back upon them and resting and letting them flow you as you flow them. Breath by breath and step by step. Deeply. Truly. I'll close with a line from Shitō, which will find its way in again at some point. Turn the light to shine within, and then just return.